Okay, today is Daf Kuf Chaf Ches. We're on the top of Kuf Ches, the first word. And today we'll learn Ilu Nishmas Zalman Pinchas Ben Simcha, who's the Yortzit is today, to Neshama Shehav and Aliyah. L'achal Avalois HaTevel. You're not allowed to move Tevel. Right? Why are you not allowed to move Tevel? You're not allowed to eat Tevel, so it's Muksa. Right? That's what the Mishnah said. So Pshita, that obvious, you're not allowed to move Tevel. Well, lo tzvicha betevel tavel midrabanan. No, it's only tevel midrabanan. How could something be tevel midrabanan? Shazara ba'atzit she'enu nakuf. You put it in a flower pot that doesn't have a hole in it. So it's not nourished from the ground. It's its own entity. So why should that... It's not nothing to do with Eretz Yisrael. It's a flower pot sitting in some third story. Doesn't make a difference. It's tevel midrabanan. And therefore you can't move that wheat was grown from such... Or anything, apples, whatever it is, grown from such flower pots. Yeah, it's a big issue. With Shemitah, it's an issue, and 100%. Because is it considered ground or not? Right, 100%. Then we said, follow Maaser Rishon, you can't move barrels of Maaser Rishon where Truma was not taken off. So Pshita, not obvious. It's obvious. You didn't take two off Truma, so you're not allowed to eat it. No, lo tzvicha, shekdimu bekri. No, you went ahead and took off the Maaser Rishon before you took off the Truma. Shenotal mimenu Truma Maaser, falonot mimenu Truma Gedola. We took off Maaser, but we never took off Truma Gedola. Now the tema, I would have thought, Kedamalev Papa Labaya, like a Papa said to Abaya on our bathe yesterday, that's okay, and therefore the food is edible. Why? Because Truma Gedola is canceled in such a case. No, Truma Gedola, Kamash Malon, Kedamashayale Abaya. No, like Abaya answered back. It's only canceled if it's at a certain stage in the process of processing the tvua. If it happened before that stage, it's not true. Then we said velois meiser sheni. You can't move meiser sheni that had been not redeemed. If the meiser sheni wasn't redeemed, you can't move it. So pshita, not obvious. If the meiser sheni wasn't removed, if the meiser sheni wasn't redeemed, you can't move it. You're not allowed to eat it. No, lo tzvicha sheniftu. No, you did redeem it. V'lo niftu de kil chasen. You didn't redeem it right. Meiser shepado al gabi asimon. You redeem meiser on an asimon. An asimon is a coin that doesn't have a form on it. A slug. Right. So can you redeem meiser sheni on gold bars? They have money. They're valuable. But the answer. A form. It's a slug. Forget slugs. How about a gold bar? It's worth money, but it's not a coin. That's not valid. It has to have a form. And so therefore, he redeemed it. Redeemed the wrong way. So it's like he didn't redeem it. Or hektish. How do you redeem hektish? Shechilu al gabe karka. You redeemed it on land. You can't do that either. Can't redeem my hektish on land. You redeemed it on land. It's as if you didn't redeem it, and therefore it's muksa. Then we said, "Veloes haluf," and you're not allowed to. It's some kind of kitnius. You also can't move that because you can't eat it. Tanar banan metaltalin es hachatav. You can move grass. Mipnei shehu machel litzviim because the deer can eat that. Vesachardol. Yeah, we're gonna get to that in a minute. V'yasa chardol, and chardol is mustard, but neishu machel yotlionim. We're talking about mustard seeds, which, mustard seed, not edible, from what I understand. So, that's what Gemara says. So who's eating that? The birds are eating it. So therefore it's not muksa. Rishir ben Gamliel omer, af betaltal and shivrei zechuchis, you can even move pieces of glass, mipnei shu machel l'na'amios. Because it's food for the... Is that an ostrich?
Yeah.
It's food for the ostriches. So you have a pet ostrich? So, I'm a layer of nothing. Elamiata. Chavili zemoros. So then bundles of sticks. You tell it to l'nei shumachil pilim. For the elephant to eat that too. So you have an elephant in your house. So the Gemara says, Roshir ben Gamliel, 1 second. Ne'imios shchichi. No, ostriches are common. Pilin lo shchichi. Elephants are not so common. Okay, so 1 second. Amar Amemar says Amemar, v'hud isle ne'imios. It's only true if you have ostriches. If you have an ostrich, you happen to have one. If you happen to have one, then yeah, you can feed it whatever its food is. It's muksa for everyone else, but not for the ostrich. Now we're going to see in a minute. Same thing with that. If you happen to have an elephant, if you happen to have one, you can feed it whatever its food is. It's muksa for everyone else, but you have an elephant. So Gemara's going to say that. Oh, Amar Vashi, La Meimar. Ella, the Amalei Rav Nassim and Shirming Amliel, but 1 second. Rav Nassim said back to Shirming Amliel, Chavili Zemoros Yitalto Neishu Machel Apilin. So eat Isle Pilin on my low. If you have an elephant, why not? Right? Meaning, it's whatever you have. Yeah, if you have, most people don't have one. If you happen to have one, right? Ella Roy, Ella, the answer is Roy. Hachinami Roy. You're right. If whatever's right for you to have, is it right for you to have an ostrich? If you have one, you have one. Right, if you have an elephant? Not really. But if you have one, you have one. So if you have the animal, then whatever its food is not muksa. If you don't have the animal, it is muksa. I could use it for an elephant, but you don't have an elephant. I could use it for an ostrich, but you don't have one of those. Amar Abaya, Rav Shirming Amliel, Rav Shimon, Rav Shmuel, Rav Akiva, Kulu Svirahu, they all hold, Kol Yisrael B'nei Malachim Heim. All Yisrael is B'nei Malachim. Which means, like you said before, Mr. Sheffrin, it's royal. Who has these animals? Only royalty. Only royalty or rock stars, right? Who else has these animals? Only royalty, right? So if you're royal, all Jews are royalty. And they all said it. Rabbi Shimon Galil Hadamorin, we just said, if you have an elephant, who has an elephant? Only a royalty would have such a thing. It's a menagerie, they have all these pets. Only them, only royalty has that. Rabbi Shimon, what about Rabbi Shimon? Titnan. B'nei Malachim. Kings, children of kings, Sachin al Gavi Mako Sehen Shemen Vered. The Bnei Malachim would rub expensive rose oil on their wounds. Shkindarkan shall Bnei Malachim Lasuch Bukhal. That's how the royalty does it during the week. From Shimon Omer, Kali Sol Bnei Malachim Him. Everyone's like that. Every Jew's like that. Every Jew's royalty. Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva, Titania, they say like this. Hare Shall you notion bo elef mana? I owe $1,000. I owe $1,000. V'levush itzdala bas kuf mana. And I'm wearing a shirt for $100. $100 is a little bit of an expensive shirt. Right? It's a little bit expensive. You can get a shirt for much less than that. $100 shirt. So mafshitin oso. I have to take off the shirt. Umalbishin oso itzdala haroylo. And get a regular shirt. Wearing such a fancy shirt. You owe the guy $1,000. They walk around with a fancy shirt for. Take the shirt off. Give him the shirt, buy a regular shirt. How much is a shirt? $30? $40? You pay the guy down a little bit. Tana Mishubri Bishmal, Vatana Mishubri Bekiva. No. Ka Yisrael Ru'uyin also it's the law. What do you mean? He's the guy's royalty. Can't make him get a cheaper shirt. He's like a king, this Jew. Can't make him get a cheaper shirt. How's he going to pay off the debt? He'll pay it off. But to make him do that, no. He's like a melech. The Ridva here says something very interesting. The Ridva says that whenever the Gemara says, everybody holds like this, we don't hold like that. Whenever the Gemara says like this, everybody holds, kula sviru luhu, everyone holds like this, we don't hold like this halachas. Meaning, you do have to sell the shirt. You do have to. And you're not allowed to use something that only the kings, only fancy people use for Shabbos. That you're not allowed to do that. It's as if the Gemara would say, amru davar echad, if they say Amru Davar Ech, by the way, the Ritva says obvious that we don't hold like this because they themselves didn't hold like each other. Why would Rabbi Akiva have to say, by the way, if you want to take the guy's shirt, you can't take his shirt. He's wearing such an expensive shirt, you can get a cheaper shirt. You can't do that. Why is B'nai Malachim? Why did Rabbi Akiva have to say that? Didn't Rabbi Shimon already say it about Shemen on Shabbos? And didn't we say it over here about elephants and ostriches in your yard? Didn't we say that already? So why do we have to say it again? In other words, I don't agree with those people.
Exactly. So we hold none of it.
We hold like none of it.
Do we not hold to the principle that all B'nai Yisrael are like
Malachim? Hashkafically we do, but not halachically.
Or we just don't hold that B'nai Malachim can get to keep their shirt.
Right, second one. We don't hold that B'nai Malachim get to keep their shirt, and we don't hold that you can only use
it.
Yeah.
Can we not say it the other way around? That because we say that everybody is a prince, then people who have the status of a king shouldn't have any more privileges than anybody else. It doesn't work like that.
I understand, but it comes up in different halakha contexts.
Yeah, but it's the same argument. Because, if you're saying that we don't know like that, it's because, kings shouldn't have privileges.
I hear. I hear, yeah. Not sure.
And is Akamar, the Nafkamina is today would be Pesach.
Yeah, but
if you don't own a dog, if you don't own a dog or your dog is not biting.
So that's right. If I don't own a dog, can I go play around with pet food? So isn't it mukta for me? I don't own a dog. Right? I would say yes, it's probably muksa. It's probably muksa. What's your purpose for it? Now, is it edible for humans? Then maybe it's different. I have a fish. My son has a little fish in the tank. So every morning we'll give it one little bowl of food and it eats it. So I'm glad to do that on Shabbos. As a matter of fact, you have to feed the fish. Now you have to feed the fish before you eat. Right? You have to feed the fish before you eat. So can you go come to my house and go play around with those fish food? Probably not. For you, you're not eating that. It's interesting. So but the Ritva says, if the Gemara ever says, Amru Davar Echad, everybody says, then we hold like that. Everybody says. But when they all hold this way, they hold their own case, then it's obvious they didn't agree with everyone else's case. So they have to say their own piece. So we hold like none of it. Okay. Next. Okay. This already is, then the Mishnah said, Chavile kash, v'chavile other things, right? Bundles, right? So if they're animal food and you have the animals, they're not muksa. If you don't have animals, you just have bundles of straw, so what are bundles of straw, what are you moving it on Shabbos for? What's the purpose on Shabbos? So Tana Rabbanan, chavile kash v'chavile etim, bundles of straw, bundles of wood, chavile zeradim, bundles of reeds, im hiskin on l'maychal behema, metalton alasam. If you set it aside for animal food, then it's not muksa. V'yim lav, and if not, ain't metalton alasam. You shouldn't move it, right? R'mashir mengon lil omer, chavilin halitalin biyad echad mutal l'taltalam. If it can be moved with one hand, it's not muksa. It can be moved. If you can pick it up and move it with one hand, you can move it with one hand. B'shtei yadayim osa l'taltalam. If it's two hands, so heavy, you can't even pick it up with one hand, then you need to have, then you're not allowed to move it. Okay. Chavile, I'm not sure what those things are now. Chavile sia, there's different kinds of twigs and grass, right? Chavile sia, ezov, vikuronios, all these kinds of grasses and things. Hechnison le'etim, if you're going to use it for firewood, then ein mistaklin behem b'Shabbos. Now you're not allowed to touch it on Shabbos. Why not? Because firewood is muksa. L'maychal behema mistapta behem b'Shabbos. If it's maychal behema, then you're allowed to. V'kotim biyad. Now what if you want to eat it yourself? The Meiri says, you can also eat it yourself. So v'kotim biyad, you can break off pieces with your hand. V'ochel, and you can eat it. I guess some people, some old-timers, they're like chewing on a toothpick the whole day. That's what it's going on. Right? You take a little piece and you have it and chew it the whole day. Right? So v'kotim biyad, you can cut it off with your hand, for ochel, and you can eat it. Ubulvad shlo yiktom b'kli. You can't cut it with a kli. Why can't you cut it with a kli? Rashi says, kiderech chol. The way you do it in the weekday. Kidarminon. Hai man deparas silka dami latochein. Because you're going to cut. Silka is beets. It's like tochein. Not a lot of grind. Now, what if you take a beet and you cut it into... At what point are you grinding? Now, you don't have a grinder. You don't have a grinder. What are you doing? You're cutting it with a knife, or with scissors, or with some other tool. So says you want to cut off the want to make a toothpick out of your branches. Okay, you can do it. Don't use a kli, because if you use a kli, it's going to look like you're grinding. Okay, that's what Rashi says. Does that make sense? Makes sense. Tosfos the Rid says, Rashi is talking about, Tosfos the Rid says that the only time you're not allowed to cut vegetables, anything, into small pieces is only beets. It's only silka, whatever beets are. But he says, if you want to cut radishes or onions or pieces of wood into small pieces, right? The reason why you can't do it is not because of that grind. It's not the reason. The reason is... the reason is, it's because he says over here, it's makabah patish. I'm getting it to the right size, the perfect size for me. That's why I can't do it. The only reason over there why the Gemara said, what? No. On the toothpick. You can't put a tree trunk into your mouth. You got to cut it down.
Why is there only
Because he says, the Tosfos Rid says, why? Rashi said it's only, Rashi said you can't cut it with a kli here.
Because it's grinding.
Tosfos Rid says, no, it's only grinding, when you're cutting vegetables, not grinding anything. Cutting vegetables is grinding. The Gemara says it in Ayin Dalal Amud Beis. If somebody cuts beets very finely, it's a problem of grinding. It says Tosfos Rid, it's only beets is like that. Because he says why? Because it's the only vegetable, really, that you can eat raw. You don't have to cook it. That's what he says.
So you can't make a Israeli salad?
What?
You can't make
Israeli salad? Well, it's a whole complicated thing about making salad, right?
Not really possible.
I know. I'm just saying, this is what the Gemara is saying. So he says, no, it's not, the rash is wrong. The reason why you can't use a kli to cut a toothpick is because it's makav patish. I'm finishing up the toothpick. If you do it with your hand, you don't have such a good toothpick. That's okay. With a kli ready, that's a problem.
Why not? Once you make it right, it could be whatever it is. That's not going to polish.
What?
What's an afkamina, whether you grind it using a tool or not? Once you made it usable for a toothpick, it's not going to polish. No.
Yeah.
By the very virtue of the fact that you're using it.
I hear.
Do we say such a concept of a makom patish has to be like a ma'aseh umma?
No, not at all. No, you put shoelaces in shoes, it's makom patish. Couldn't wear the shoes before, now I can wear them.
Right, but if you would take something that's not really a shoelace, a reed,
right,
and you would use that as a shoelace, is that makom patish?
Maybe. Mine maybe.
So then here, it should be makom patish, right, whether you use a tool or not.
He says when you're cutting it, it's a tikkun. I don't know what else to say. Interesting. Then the Gemara says, umolel. I'm not sure what this means. It means to roll. So umolel the ochel. You roll it and eat the kernels of wheat. Let's say umavachli umolel the kli harbe. But you can't do it with a kli harbe. A lot. Divi Reb Yehuda. What's a lot? What does a lot mean? How many is a lot? So some of the Achronim say, Gemara can't ask for something and tell you you can do a little bit, but not a lot. What's a little, what's a lot? So he says, no. What it means is, if you use a kli, it's automatically considered a lot, even if you do one. If you use your hand, it's not a problem. If you use a kli, you can't do any, because it's considered a lot. Automatically considered a lot. V'chom omrim, molal b'roshi etzba osav. You do it with the edges of your fingertips. V'ochel, uvachla l'mol b'yado harbe. You can't use your hand a lot, k'derech shu oseh b'chol, the way you do it in the weekday. Okay, I'm not sure exactly what that shear is, right? Okay. V'chein b'amisa, so too with amisa, v'chein b'pigim, v'chein b'shar mini tavlin. My amisa, what's amisa? So it's ninya, mint. Shia, what's that? Amar v'yuhuda, satari. Some other kind of vegetable. Ezov avrasa. Kurunis is kurunisa shema. That's that. Aivahi, yamale man deboy kurunisa feishtakach chashi. So you see that kurunis is called chashi and not called kurunisa. You're right. So yela, siya is tatari. Ezov is avrasa and kurunisa is chashi. Fine. Next. Itmar. Basar maliach. What if you have Basar maliach, meat that's salted. Mutter l'taltel b'Shabbos. That you're allowed to move on Shabbos. Why are you allowed to move it? Because it's edible. It's not cooked. Right? Yeah, you can eat it raw. That's fine. Basar tafel, but if it's meat that's not been salted yet. Rav Huna amar mutter l'taltel. Rav Huna says you're allowed to touch it. You're allowed to move it. Rav Chista Amar, also l'taltalo. You're not allowed to. Rav Huna Amar Mutal l'taltalo? Rav Huna says you're allowed to? Aiva Rav Huna Talmud de Rav Hu. Rav Huna was a Talmud of Rav. V'Rav Krav Yehuda Sirle to Isle Muksa. Rav Helek Rav Yehuda that there was a big problem of Muksa. Rav Yehuda was much more machmer in Muksa. So how could Rav Huna, who was a Talmud of Rav, allow you to move meat that you can't eat? So Kimukso la'achila savalok Rav Yehuda. No. Rav Yehuda, he only held up Rav Yehuda when it came to eating muksa. Muksa and has to do with eating food. Then he was machmir. However, muksa l'taltel, he was talking about moving the meat. He left the meat on the chair. He left the meat on the wrong, it's on the wrong shelf in the refrigerator. Want to move it? It's not salted yet. So then, Savar l'Kreb Shimon. Then he held l'Kreb Shimon. What's the reason for that? So the Pnei Yeshua says, because listen to this. You hear what the difference is? If it's moving food, real food, not talking about meat, is food. But if it's not salted, it's not really food. So you're allowed to move that? Well, Reb Shimon said you're allowed to move it. Now what's the reason, what's this for, why, by the way, the Magen Avraham holds, you're not allowed to move frozen meat. Frozen meat is muksa. Because there's no purpose.
It's
right, so, okay. But now putting that any reason aside, it's muksa. Now, no one has an issue with that halacha. Everyone understands that. So I'm not 100% sure why meat that's not salted is not muksa, according to Reb Shimon. The only time the Omachmer, Reb Yehuda, Reb Huna, and Rav, Helek, Reb Yehuda, Omachmer, muksa, was on real food. Like I said, like the birthday cake. Let's say you buy a birthday cake on Friday, and you're going to make a party for your son on Sunday morning. Right? Now, what's with that cake? According to Reb Yehuda, that cake is muksa. Why? Because you're not going to use it for the party. You're not going to use it until Sunday morning. What happens if people show up, guests show up all of a sudden, you thought you didn't have any friends, and all of a sudden you have so many friends, they all show up. So you tell your wife, listen, we'll serve the birthday cake, we'll buy another cake Sunday morning. What are we going to do? We have to feed somebody, we have to give them something. So according to Reb Yehuda, you're not going to do that. It's muksa. That muksa, the hell of Yehuda. The food muksa. This is unsalted meat, not food. This, the hell didn't hell of Yehuda. What's the reason? So the Pnei Yeshua says, because food, the Torah says already, the Torah has hinted to it in the Torah, where it says, Ve'echinu es asher yaviyu. You have to prepare food before Shabbos. So therefore, when it comes to food and muksa, I'm much more machmir. The Torah already said I got to prepare. So I didn't prepare this cake for Shabbos. I prepared it for Sunday morning. Right? So the what? But the remez that when it comes to food, you're more machmer. Muksa itself? Why is muksa asr? It's gzeira d'rabbanan. D'rabbanan made it up. Why did they make it up? A few reasons. Here he says, we looked already once on Kuf, we looked it already before, that Kuf Chavdal on Amabez, because he might come to carry. If I let you carry everything all around the house, he'll come to carry it outside. So it was gzeira for hotza. What? That's right. So, but you couldn't. You have to be able to touch a plate. Otherwise, you can't live, right? So they made it zero. Anything you don't need for Shabbos, don't touch it. We're going to minimize carrying. What? No, anything you don't need for Shabbos. That's right. You don't need it. You can't live without a plate and a fork. You eat with your hand. You eat like a dog. No, you have to live like a normal person. So you can't read it safer on Shabbos. You can't read a newspaper, a magazine, whatever. You can't? Of course you can. So those things are not muksa. Things you don't need? You don't need your money on Shabbos, you don't need your wallet, you don't need your car keys. All that's muksa. All that's muksa. Right? Random buttons and felt, that's all muksa. What do you need that for? Right? So that is not, there's no remnants in the Torah for that. That they will make up.
So that's why we have to be careful when we open the fridge. Food we need for Shabbos. Yeah.
It's a big issue. First Shachta says you shouldn't put any frozen meat on the door of a freezer. Because if you put frozen meat on the door of a freezer, then already you run into buses problems. Because it's there, you want it to be there.
Right.
Right? You want it to be there. Right? Ices, ice cream, none of that's muksa. It's all food. Yeah. Ice, even it's not muksa, right? It's made before Shabbos, not muksa. So you want to get to the ice cream, you're really not supposed to move away the frozen meat.
It's not a
buses. So it's a bus. It's a few. What? I know. So maybe today would be different. Is he really going to defrost? Friday night it will defrost.
Yeah.
Overnight it defrost. Then what are you going to do? You can eat frozen meat. You can eat raw. You can eat raw meat. Right. Yes. So then, once it's, I hear what you're saying. I don't know. And yeah, so it is. And then says Shiloh's about that issue. So maybe it's only if you only have frozen meat on the door, nothing else. Rav Chista Amar, Rav Chista, you're not allowed to move it. Rav Yitzchak Bar Ami Ikla Lebe Rav Chista, and he went to his house. V'chazi Dahu Bar Avza, he had a chicken, a goose. Tahavika metal talule misham shalatula. And he moved it from the sun to the shade. And it was apparently not cooked. For Amar of Chista, For Amar of Chista, Chsaran Kiska Chazin and Hacha. I don't want it to get ruined in the sun. It's going to get all, the sun's going to ruin the meat. It's good meat. I don't want to ruin it. I'll move it inside. So, no, Shani Bar Azza, it's different. The Chazil Umsa, it's right to eat it. How's it right to eat it? Look at Tosvos. The Chazil Umsa, third to bottom. Mikan Raya, here we see, Didam Hoivarim, that blood, Shalo Piresh, that's not going to come out, Mutter. It's not a problem of getting the blood out. It's edible to eat, even though the blood's still in there. So, what exactly kind of blood is this? You know, it's not a Yordeishir, right? Okay. Tana Rabbanan. Dag Maliach, salted fish, mutul tatalo. You let him move it. Why? It's edible. Dag Tafal, asul tatalo. Not salted, you're not allowed it. Basar. Bein tafel, bein melech, mutal tafelo. Meat, no matter what, you can move it. Right? Tanar Rabbanan, the metal to nasar tzamos, you're allowed to move bones of meat, mibnei shu machal leklavim. It's food for the dog. Says Tosfos right here, the bottom Tosfos, this is only Rabbi Yehuda, the isle mukta, mairi kigon, shalohaya aleh basar me esmol. It didn't have meat on it yesterday. If it had meat on it, then it's even ready for me. If it had the dog. So the answer is it has no meat on it anymore. So what am I doing with bones? I don't have any meat. The answer is, it's right for the dog. Okay? Yeah.
Chicken bones, though, would surely be much
more. What?
Chicken bones, a dog or a cat would choke on them.
So let me ask you a question. You ever eat chicken on Shabbos?
Yeah.
What did you do with the bones? You left them in the whole Shabbos on the table? The answer is, it's not mukzah. Because it's not mukzah, because it's disgusting. You can't leave it on the table the whole Shabbos. You're allowed to throw it out. Basar tefuach. Basar tefuach is not mukzah. The neshu maichal l'chayi. You can give it to an animal. Maya magulin. Water that's been sitting overnight. Which you're not supposed to drink that, because it's a sakana. Bebneshu ruyin l'chatul. You give it to the cat. Rabshir mengamil omer. Kol atzman asa l'shosan b'nei sakana. None of this stuff you can have around. The mayim is usher to have in your house because it's akana. Maybe you'll come to drink it yourself. Okay, brand new topic. Kofen es hasal. Oh my gosh, 7:45 already. Kofen es hasal mepnei orchim. You're allowed to cover a basket to cover the chickens, the young chickens. Kadesh yalu v'yerdu. You want them to go down. You want them to go down. You don't want them to leave. You don't want them to run away, right? Rashi says. You're taking a kli that's not muksa, and you're using it for something muksa. A chicken's muksa. So you're taking a kli, and you're going to make it muksa now. Why? Because the chicken's going to be there. Right? Rashi says, the kli nitel davash and nitel b'shabbos. Okay, fine. Kadesh yalu v'yerdu. It's going to be on the kli. You're not trapping it. You're going to make it like a perch for it. Tarnagoles shabarcha, if a chicken ran away, dochinosu achetikanes. If it's running away, you can block its path, basically to force it back into the coop. That's what this means. Medadin egolinus yachin, you're allowed to steer goats and things that are running away, right? Now, even though you're not allowed to balechayim are normally muksa, here says, I think Rashi says, you touch the back of it, and you're like steering it to go back into the pen. Normally it's muksa. Over here it's tzar ba'al echayim. They're going to be out in the wild. So that's a daraisa. So you're allowed to help it out to move in for a darabanan. That's one answer. Another answer is hefsid mamon. They weren't machmir on tzar ba'al, on tiltal of an animal. So if you could steer it back into the pen. Isha medada esbana. A mother could do the same thing for her son. You steer the son in the street. Rashi says, Achazaso bizarosav. Me'achov. You can hold the hands, the arms behind the son. Umisiatohu. And you're helping him walk. Vuhu mania ragla v'holech. As long as it could put the foot down by itself. meaning he can walk by himself a little bit. He needs a little help steering him. You could steer him, right? Maybe you'll pick up the child. So the answer is, even if you pick up the child, it's not an issur d'oraisa. Because we say, chayno says atzmo, so it's only issur d'rabbanan. So on issur d'rabbanan, the child can't be left alone, so you're allowed to steer him. Amar b'yuda, emesai, when's that? Bizman shu notal achas emniachachas, right? If he could put each foot down by himself. Aval ihim ha'yigor, also. You can't drag a child in the street. Right? That's many, you know, you see those scenes, the kid can't walk already, you can't pick him up, he gets carrying, so they drag him. It's the same thing, says the Mishnah. Amar Yehuda Amar Rav. Behema shenafel la'amas amayim. If a behema fell into a pit of water, maybe carve v'ksasos, bring pillows and things and blankets, umniach tachteha. And you're trying to build a ramp for the thing to get out. So put pillows in there, and maybe the animal can get out by himself. V'yamal salsa, if it gets out, it gets out. Meisvi, 1 second. Behema shenafel la'amas amayim. If behema fell into the water, asla parnasa b'mkoma. You could send any food you want down there, right? B'shvil shalotamas, it shouldn't die. Parnasa in, carve a kasas low. You can't use pillows, you can't put pillows down there. So, low kasha, it's not a kasha. What's the kasha? Can you put pillows down there or not? So it seems to be a stira. So low kasha, had the ef shibri parnasa, had the ef shibri parnasa. Is it possible to feed it? If it's possible to feed it, nothing's going to happen to it. So feed it, after Shabbos, pull it out. If that's not possible, then you can try to get it out. Ef shibri parnasa in, right? If it's impossible to feed it, then you try to get it out somehow. How do you get it out? Put pillows in there, it'll be able to walk on the pillows instead of the rocks, and it'll get out of the pit somehow. Yeah.
No,
it's only if it's yours, I think.
No.
It's not, 1 second. Okay, it doesn't make a difference. Vaha, 1 second. Vaha kamvata kli mehechano. But you're undoing the kli. You're making a kli not usable now. So it become all wet, and so how are you allowed to do that, right? Rashi says it's domel lesoser. It's just like destroying something. That's what Rashi says, right? Didn't the Mishnah say you could put a kli so that the animal goes on the kli, the bird goes on the kli? Yeah, but it's not going to go with it all the time. It'll jump off, it jumps on. Here, your mamash making the kli unusable. The answer is savar about the kli mehichan on drabanan. It's only midrabanan. Tar balechayim doraisa. Tar balechayim is doraisa. Vasi doraisa v'dachi derabanan. And the doraisa comes along and pushes the derabanan away. Tar balechayim is doraisa. Being levatal klima yichad only derabanan. So therefore we're allowing it. So yes, the magen avram. So they go down there and get the animal out. It's also a derabanan. So derabanan of muksa. That's what you have to do this for. Just do that. Says the magen avram. Not all Dorabanans are created equal. It's not enough for us to outsmart the Gemara. The Gemara said you can do this. You can't do that. Why not? That's what he says. The Gemara said, the Gemara didn't that option. Go down there and bring the animal out. That the Gemara didn't say you could do. You can facilitate it with big mevatel kli meichon. That you can do. So what do you see? Not every Dorabanan becomes also for Talbal Echaim. Only what the Gemara said. And the Gemara said you could, that you could do. Get rid of the kli. That's fine. To go down there and get the animal out by itself, no hetter for that. Interesting. Tanagola shabarcha, dochin in, medadin lo. You can block the path of the chicken to running away, but you can't steer it. Tanindalo hadatan rabbanan, medadin behema chayva of b'chatzer. Every animal you can do that to. You can steer the animals, holding it somehow and pushing it. Avalo tanagolas, but not a chicken. Tanagolas, my time below, why not? Amar abaya mishum de mafkia nafshe. Because it constantly jumps around, it lets itself off the ground, and you're really carrying it. Every other animal, goat. If you steer the goat into the pen, you're not carrying it, you're touching it. So if it's Abba L'chaim, or for Hefsid Mamut, you're allowed to. But a chicken, the imamish can end up being carrying it, that's much worse, now we don't allow. Toni chad de medadin behem b'chayi v'ov, b'chatzer, avalo b'rushas rabim, v'yishe medadin b'na b'rushas rabim, v'yitzach lor b'chatzer. V'tani idach, Ain okun behem b'chayiv of b'chatzer. You can't do that in a chatzer. Vein dochin es behen shi'ik kantu. You can't push them to come in. Haguf akasha. The whole thing is a stira. Amar te ain okun. You're not allowed to be oker aval deduye midahina. But you can steer it. Hadar amar te. Then we said dochin in madadin lo. You can only force it, but you can't steer it. Amar baya seifa. The seifa that said that it's usher to steer it is asan l'tanagol. That was talking about a chicken, as we said. Amar Abaya, Haiman de Shachet Tarnagolas, if you shech the chicken on lechavshinu lekari ba'arba, you should stick its feet in the ground, inami or git nedel me medal, or shech it when you're holding it in midair. The dilma manach leturf letufre ba'arba va'akar lahu samanim. Simanim. So otherwise, somehow it's gonna be jumping around or something, and the simanim are going to get ruined, and it's gonna become treif. I'm not 100% sure what that was. Okay, next Gemara, next Mishnah. We're starting now all the Mishnahs about refuah on Shabbos. So first we started off like this: Ein melidin es abehema biyantif. You're not allowed to deliver a baby animal on yantif. You're not allowed to do that. Says Rashi, de'ika. Tircha Yisera. It's too much tircha involved. You can't do that. Right? Listen to this, Josh. The Ritva says it's makav apatish. You can't deliver an animal. It's makav apatish. What? What? Animals got delivered babies before humans came along. Aval misadin. You can help it out. You can help it out. You can't deliver it. You can
help.
I know. But what about a human? What about a human being? That's for sure. A malidin is a isha b'shabbos. You're allowed to help a woman have a baby on Shabbos. To korin l'chachama b'makom l'makom. You can even call a midwife from anywhere else you want. U'machalon es ha-shabbos. You can be machal Shabbos and however you want. So the achronim ask. We're going to learn later that any sakana you can do whatever you want. Why are we singling out calling the midwife? You can do anything.
Well, now we'll talk about animals.
No. Why are we saying do anything you need to do for a woman? You can do it, and you can call the midwife.
That might not be the court. Now, first, that might be something that just to make her comfortable.
So the Rambam says. So the answer is.
Eating an animal.
I understand. No. So why didn't the Gemara say you can do anything you want for a woman who's having a baby? It doesn't say that. It says you can do anything you want for a woman having a baby, and you can call the midwife too. Why are you eating that in? She says anything is anything. So the answer is, there's already a midwife here. But she's a better one. I can go get the better one. That's why it says that. I'm not beholden to this midwife over here and down the block. I can go to the outside of the tchum and get the better midwife. Even that I'm allowed to do. That's a chiddush. For the better midwife, I can go be Violet Chavez. That's interesting, right? The kosher is a tibur. You can tie the umbilical cord. Rabbi Yossi Omer, af chotin, you can even cut it. Anything for the meal also you could do in Shabbos, so we'll get to that in the next parak. Ketad misadin, how do you help the animal? Rabbi Yehuda Omer, ochez es havlad, you hold the baby, shlo yipal, ha'ar, it shouldn't fall. Rabbi Nachman Omer, dochik basar, kadei shi'etzi havlad. You push the meat somehow so that the baby will come out. Tanik Yavazin, Rabbi Yehuda, ketad misadin, what do you do? Ochzin es havlad, shlo yipal, ha'ar, you grab onto the baby, it shouldn't fall. V'nofach lo b'chotmo, you breathe it. You can help the baby nurse. We can have pity on a behemoth tahor on yontif. What do you do? Maybe bull shall melach, bring some salt, and put into the womb to remind the mother that there's a baby here. You pour the meshilya, the amniotic fluid, onto the baby. Where am I up to? Yeah, Kadeshi Tariach Recho, so the animal, the mother will smell it, V'tarachim Alav, and it'll have pity on it. V'davko B'tahara, that's only by a kosher animal. Avol Tameya, lo. But that is non-kosher animal, you can't do that. My time, or why not? Tameya lo Merachka. First of all, a non-kosher animal won't abandon its young the way the kosher animal will. V'imrach, and if it does, V'lod lo Makava, and it'll never take it back. So there's no point in doing all these things, because it'll never happen. Then we said, Malidin as a Isha. Woman, you can help. A woman, a human being, you can help whatever you want. We can even call a midwife from some outside the tchum. Umachal as a Shabbos. Lasuyi mai. Then what? And you can call Shabbos. That's what they come to include. Lasuyi hadutan rabban. If the tzricha l'ner chaverta medlekes lo asaner. If the midwife needs a candle, light a candle. I'm sorry. The pregnant woman. She needs a candle. Light a candle. Vim haisa tzricha l'shemen chaverta mevila shem biyad. Bring shemen. Biyad. Biyad. She needs too much oil. You don't even have enough in the hand. You could store it in the hair. and if you can't not have enough in the hair, then he could finally put it in a kli. You see from here, the Ramban says that you should it's 100% mutter to do whatever you have to do. But if you can do it with a shinui, then do it with a shinui. If you can. If it's not going to affect the health in any way, do it with a shinui, why not? Right? Okay. The Rambam says, no. You don't do it with a shinui for a chola at all. Never. Except a pregnant woman. You know why? Because even though this is a chola sheyesh bo sakana, most pregnant women don't die. So it's a natural thing to have a baby. It's normal. Most women make it. So therefore, do it with a shinui. But a regular chola sheyesh bo sakana, no, do it with a shinui at all. Even if it doesn't take up any extra time. Machlok, it's Rambam and the Ramban. Amar mar, in my tzvichol anel chaverta, madlekas los an air. When we said, if she needs the candle, light the candle. So pshita, is that obvious? Lo tzvicha besuma. No, she's blind. Badotem, I would have said, kivin del chazia asur. Since she can't see, what are you lighting the candle for? Kamash malon, asyuve miyasve daite. It calms her down. Sevira, she thinks, iyaka midi de chazia, chaverta v'avdili. Anything that's going on will benefit me. Right? You hear that, Vart? Ask the Magen Avraham, so why don't you not light the candle, but tell you lit it? She's blind, right? What do you think of that, Kasha? She's blind. So what are you lighting the candle for? Because she knows, if they have better light, they'll do a better job. Right? If they have more light, they'll do a better job.
It isn't Isser of lying.
Huh? Isser of lying doesn't compare to an Isser of Chil Shabbos. So the Magen Avraham says, she's not really blind. She can see the light. So if she sees the light, then she'll know you didn't do it. Tell her you did it. What do you mean? It's not she's 1,000% blind. She's a little, so she can. What if she's really talking blind? Then you can just tell her, just lie to her? It's such an interesting question. So interesting, right? Yeah. Tosfa says, look at the bottom Tosfa, then we'll stop with this. Afal dafter perek basra de yuma. In the last parak of you, when it comes to eating on Yom Kippur, Amar, chola ein machil on sobi Yom Kippur, el al pi mumcha. When it comes to a chola, eating on Yom Kippur, you have to ask a doctor. You just make up your own rules. You have to ask a doctor. What's the story? How much can this person eat? Person sick, right? You don't make up your own rules. V'hacha, shariyim, you should be shivu daiti. And over here, you do whatever you want, so she should be calm. Okay, what kind of thing is that? Yeah, she's a chola, she's 100%. Go ask the doctor. I said, she's not going to die if you don't light a fire now. No one needs this. It's broad daylight. No one needs another candle. The room's fully lit. What's going on here? It's a good question, no? Very good question. What? What do you mean? So then ask her. We said you don't have to ask, just light the candle. Why? Because she wants it. What do you mean she wants it? Is it necessary? When it comes to your kippah, we ask the doctor, is it necessary? So Tulsa's answer is, in other words, when it comes to a woman having a baby, there's much more danger involved if she's nervous and anxious and agitated. You don't have to ask. Do whatever she wants. When it comes to Yom Kippur, what, the guy's going to die of hunger? Ask the doctor. If the doctor says yes, then whatever you got to do. The doctor says, that's not a problem. You know? At 2 o'clock, she's got to eat. So until 2 o'clock, you can fast. It's not the same thing. Not the same issue. Such a good vart. Such a good tosis. So when it comes to a woman having a baby, listen, you got to do what you got to do. When it comes to a Yom Kippur, you don't have to be so makbid. Yeah. 1 second. Fine. Very good. So we'll stop here, and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.